The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has declared a state of emergency for more than two dozen eastern Florida counties. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp says that it's very difficult to project just where the storm may head, but he's preparing his state for possible coastal evacuations. And, of course, no one knows for sure where this Hurricane Dorian may head over the Labor Day weekend. Joining me for a few minutes from the Weather Channel, Ray Stajic. Welcome in. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Joey. Good morning.
Good morning. A bit of trivia for you. This day in history, Hurricane Katrina made landfall in New Orleans in 2005.
It did, and it hasn't been since Katrina in 2005 that the east coast of Florida has had, I believe, a landfalling hurricane. Landfalling hurricane, I believe that is accurate.
Yeah.
And there's plenty of trivia, Joey, coming out about, you know, when was the last time Florida's east coast. There are some counties on the east coast of Florida that have never had a hurricane make landfall, which I kind of found interesting.
But that is interesting.
It's all about numbers. You know, you add it up, you divide by the number of hurricanes, the number of years we've been keeping track, and, you know, it really is a crapshoot.
Yeah. So any idea of how this may affect Labor Day weekend here in northeast Georgia, upstate South Carolina, western North Carolina, any idea of what we have facing us?
Well, I think the first half of the weekend is going to be stunning. I mean, just some great weather, comfortable humidity, pleasant high temperatures, not so great on the overnight low temperatures. Impacts from Dorian at this point, I would say not likely. As you get into the upstate of South Carolina and even out near the coast, if we do see a track a little further north or maybe some coastal impacts, if you're traveling away from the beach, maybe late Monday into Tuesday, but that's if the USGFS model verifies. And then most of the models bringing a north-northeasterly turn into North Georgia, Central Georgia, and the Carolinas as we get into the heart of next week.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to be good through the holiday weekend, and then we could have impacts, whether it's remnants of Dorian, Tropical Depression Dorian, extra tropical, whatever's left, we may feel impacts here out across the Carolinas and Georgia as we get into next week from some heavy inland rain. And let's remember that inland flooding in tropical systems, landfalling tropical systems, cause the most number of fatalities.
Wow.
Because everybody leaves and evacuates the coast. So most of those areas are usually safer. There's at least less people around it. That hasn't happened yet because there's no advisories yet for any of the Florida coast. Because as you said, the uncertainty 5 days out, the error could be as much as 200 miles in either direction. So that's why you see the cone. The whole Florida coast is in play and the Georgia coast. They've taken now southeastern South Carolina, Hilton Head, out of the cone, which they were dangerously close to yesterday, but they put Miami back in it. So we're going to see a few more fluctuations like that because the storm is still 425 miles southeast of the southeastern Bahamas. It's still a long ways away, a few days actually. So we still got quite a ways to go. Expect adjustments to the forecast track and the intensity, which now has gone up in potentially could be a 125-mile-per-hour Category 3 storm.
Wow, yeah. Well, and you know, Ray, just the mention of heavy rains, particularly in western North Carolina, just this week we saw mudslides in parts of western North Carolina. That could just be devastating, and you know, if we add to the already saturated ground in these areas.
Yeah, you know, any heavy rainfall, believe it or not, only here, but also into South Florida is not going to be any good. You figure, well, it rains every day in Florida. Well, it does, but they've had an unusually wet, rainy season, as we've had in western North Carolina. Now, for the month, let's just pick out Asheville just because it's in western North Carolina, right? For the month, almost 4 inches of rain and a surplus since June 1st of 1.63. So it's been not terrible so far this summer, but for the year, the surplus is over 10 inches. So we'll see how much water the ground can absorb if we do have a case where we've got a forecast for heavy rainfall.
Sure.
But you said it, Joey. You know, if the rain comes down hard enough and quick enough, we could have problems with flash flooding and mudslides. That's not the forecast right now. As I said, we're still six, maybe 7 days away if we do have impacts, maybe early or maybe early Wednesday, late Tuesday, sometime in that time frame.
Yep. Ray Stajic with the Weather Channel. Appreciate you keeping us up to date.
All right. Thanks, Joey.
All right. Have a good day.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.